So, I would like to talk about two examples in more detail about the therapeutic use of stem cells. In the previous episode, I already talked about this briefly, but in this episode here, I want to go a little bit into more detail. So, how can stem cells be used to treat or to cure or to treat certain illnesses? The first one is called Stargardt's macular dystrophy. And here you have to understand that nerve cells have the interesting characteristic that they do not like to regenerate. So if nerve cells become damaged, they don't like to grow back. This is one of the reasons why, for example, brain damage is such a problem, because they don't want to grow back so easily. But nerve cells are, of course, not only in the brain but also in other parts of the body. And I would like to give you an example here as well. There are some people, for example, who are in a wheelchair because they had an accident and they have a broken spinal cord, and they're paralyzed from that point downwards, because the spinal cord was torn. And this means that they will end up in a wheelchair. Would it not be nice if you somehow could make the nerve cells grow back together so that the spinal cord grows back together? This would be kind of nice. And they have actually done experiments like this on mice and rats, where they cut the spinal cord and they made the mouse paralyzed, and then they injected stem cells into the mouse, and then it kind of could walk again. So this is kind of nice. So why don't they do this on humans? And they don't do that on humans because there are some risks associated, maybe cancer developing out of the stem cells and so on. So you see that, because I already mentioned, talked about the ethics, you see that the risk issue is, of course, also something that you have to consider here. But I want to talk about this Stargardt's macular dystrophy here, which is a genetic disease, and it develops in children when they're between around 6 or 12 years old. And there is a mutation in a gene, so it's an inherited condition. And this means that there is the retina in the eye, which contains the photoreceptors, it's the light-sensitive part of the eye, starts to break down. It doesn't work anymore. And this basically means that those children who have this condition, they become more and more blind. So that's pretty frustrating. And now what they've done now is the following. If you now inject embryonic stem cells, at least this is experimentally done, if you inject embryonic stem cells into the retina of the eye, then those embryonic stem cells will form new photoreceptors. They will form new nerve cells. And this way, you kind of regenerate the retina. You kind of rebuild it. You kind of replace the broken nerve cells with new ones, because you're injecting the stem cells, which then become nerve cells. Because, as we remember what I told you before, nerve cells don't like to do this on their own. You cannot have nerve cells divide and then have other nerve cells. It doesn't work. They don't want to do that. So you got to start with stem cells. So this is actually something that has been experimentally done, and there seems to be some kind of development in this area here. Another example would be the treatment of leukemia. Leukemia is a type of a cancer of the blood, and there are a lot of white blood cells being produced by the bone marrow of the person. So the large bones, the upper arm bones and the upper leg bones, they contain a bone marrow, and the bone marrow produces blood cells. And the problem is now that they're producing too many of these. What you do is you do chemotherapy to kill off those cells that produce too many white blood cells. But actually, you don't want to kill off too much of it, because then you again have a problem. So what they do is the following: is you kind of make sure that you take out some of those stem cells from the bone marrow before you do the chemotherapy, and then you get it back later on. So it's kind of like a self-transplantation. So you use a large needle, and it's going to be inserted into the bone, and you remove some of the fluid from the bone marrow, and this contains the stem cells. And from this fluid, you extract the stem cells and you freeze them. So these are adult stem cells. And those stem cells can only produce the blood cells. So they're already a little bit specialized. Because they have only the ability to produce blood cells, but that's fine, because that's what we need. Then the person is given chemotherapy, a high dose of chemotherapy, and this kills the cells in the bone marrow, including the cancer cells. So this is what you want to do, is you want to kind of remove the bad cells. Of course, you still need to make blood. So what happens is then you get your own stem cells back, which we've taken out before. And then they're able to grow back again in the bone marrow, and then you can continue to make red and white blood cells. So you see, this is kind of two different possibilities of application. Stargardt's macular dystrophy uses embryonic stem cells. Yeah. So, and the leukemia uses adult stem cells, because these are the stem cells that are already present in the adult body. Yeah. So you see that with this example, these two examples here, they address the two different types of stem cells as well. So another example that I wanted to mention here is Parkinson's, which I also mentioned already in a previous episode. This is where you're injecting embryonic stem cells into the patient's brain, and then those embryonic stem cells will also form new nerve cells, which kind of replace the nerve cells that don't work. Okay, so you see that stem cell therapy is quite a powerful thing. Just to show you some other things, what they're doing right now, for example, for people who need a skin, for a skin transplantation, for example, if they have had burns. One possibility is to actually grow the person's skin in the laboratory and in large sheets, and then transplant that back to the person. So there is quite a bit of medical technology going on in this area. It's quite interesting what is already possible these days. Okay, so this kind of completes the discussion about how stem cells can be used for therapy, for treating diseases. All the best. Bye-bye.